Last week or so, we've been talking about the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. For the final shiur, I thought we'd focus on the last Baal HaMor in the Masechta. The Baal HaMor in Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph and Daf Yarif asks a very famous question. Let's all take a look at this Baal HaMor. If you have a Gemara, please look on with me. B'Sfiras HaOmer, Yesha Sholim, Matami, Nonu Mevarchem Bozman. Effective Baal HaMor, why don't we make a brach of Shechionu in Sfiras HaOmer? Maishna Sfiras HaOmer from any other mitzvah. We make a brach on Shechionu, on the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, Yeshiva B'Sukkah. So why on Sfiras HaOmer don't we make Shechionu? The old matamin onu sofrim below bracha beyond the sheni shel pesach kediaminan the inyan sukkah bishmini sofik shvi mesiv yasvina bruchi loma varchinan. He says, why do we make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, the birchas hamitzvah, the first day? It's Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Sheni is a suffix. We don't know whether Yom Tov was the first day or the second day. So just like on Shmini Atzeres, we do sit in the sukkah, but we don't make a bracha of Leisha Basukkah. So too, on Sfiras HaOmer of Yom Tov Sheni, that's the first day of Sfira, we should make a birchas hamitzvah. Interesting kasha, yes. Why don't we make a bracha on the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres? Mipnei shebirchas ha-sukkah omedes kenege kiddush hayom. Because there's a contradiction over here. Contradiction. How can you make a birchas ha-sukkah if there's kiddush hayom of Shmini Atzeres? Hachanai birchas ha-omer omedes kenege kiddush hayom. Same thing over here. You have a kiddush hayom of Yom Tov Sheni. Right? There's a kiddush hayom of Yom Tov Sheni. So that's telling me that it's really Yom Tov. If it's really Yom Tov, then we're not treating it like Tezai and Nisan. So how can we start Sfira? How can we count Sfiras HaOmer, make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer? It's Dach Yom Tov Sheni, which implies that it's still the first day of Yom Tov. That's Sofek, whether it's the first day of Yom Tov. So why do we count with a bracha on the first day of Sfira? The old fractal Baal HaMor, Matame Nanu Sofrim Shtei Sfiros Mi Sofek, Moshanu Osin Shnei Yomim Tovim Mi Sofek. Related question, a corollary to his second question, the Baal HaMor asks, why don't we count Sfiras HaOmer Mi Sofek every day? Which got the first day. Today is the first day. Today is the first day. The second day we should count. Today is the first day or the second day. Because we don't know. It might be the first day. If the first day of Sfiras HaOmer was really Yom Tov, so then the second day is really the first day of Sfiras HaOmer. It's Tezai and Nisan. So why shouldn't we always count the Sfeika de Yom effect of Baal HaMor? It's really related to his second question. His first question is, why is Shechionu omitted from Sfiras HaOmer? Why don't we make Shechionu on Sfiras HaOmer? But the second question is, why don't we have a Sfeika de Yom on Sfiras HaOmer? Why do we count with the bracha b'chlal the first day? It's not the Sfeika de Yom. We don't know if it's the first day of Sfira. Maybe it's not the first day. Maybe it's Yom Tov. What's more, why don't we count the Sfeika de Yom every day in Sfira? We should always be counting 2 days. So these are two different questions that Baal HaMor asks. The second question has two parts to it. So let's deal with them one by one. Shechionu. What's the answer to the Baal HaMor's first kasha? Why don't we make a birchas Shechionu in Sfiras HaOmer? So says the Baal HaMor, Kolo shel davar, ein lanu lahachmir b'Sfiras HaOmer she'enu elo l'zecher ba'alma. We don't make Shechionu in Sfiras HaOmer because it's just a zecher ba'alma. Zecher ba'alma? Yeah. V'ochin asikna b'duchta b'menochas, da'meimar moni yome v'lamonu shvuei omer zecher l'mikdashu. A'meimar counted only days, not weeks, because he said Sfiras HaOmer is a zecher l'mikdash. Says the Baal HaMor, a Meimer only counted Yomim, but we count Shavuos as well. Minig hu biyodeinu. It's a minig. Avol lahatino zman en lanu. But just because we count weeks as well, me'ikar adin, it's really just the zecher ba'alma. A Meimer is really right, says the Baal HaMor. We paskin like a Meimer. So Sfiras HaOmer is only a zecher ba'alma. It doesn't get Shechionu. Even if we count the weeks, because the weeks is just a minig ba'alma, it's not me'ikir adin. This is the first answer that Baal HaMor gives to his kasha. You don't make the bracha of Shechionu on Sfiras HaOmer, because Sfiras HaOmer is only a zecher ba'alma, it's a zecher le'mikdash. Aye, but we count weeks? No, we count weeks only as a minig ba'alma. What's the Baal HaMor saying? It's a big chiddush in Baal HaMor. First of all, who's he paskin like? A meimer. Now we pointed out, Rabbanan debate Rav Ashi and Abaye are a rabbin keneged yochid. Mistama we paskin that we're mona yamim velo shvuos me'ikar adin. A meimar says you're only mona yamim and not shvuos. It's just a zecher l'mikdash. The Baal HaMor has to come up with this new svara that we do count shvuos, but that's just a minig ba'alma. A big chiddush in Baal HaMor. What's more, what's his real answer? He says, "What we passed in like a meimer that Svi Yosam is only a zecher lamikdash. It's only a zecher ba'alma, and therefore Shechiyanu doesn't apply. We can't make Shechiyanu on such a mitzvah." What's he saying? It's a mitzvah of zecher lamikdash. The mitzvah of Netilas Lulav Kol Shiva is also zecher lamikdash. And yet, let's say Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so we make a Shechiyanu on the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav on the second day. It's a mitzvah in the Beis Hamikdash called Shiva. Lekartam lechem bayom harishon. Mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is only one day min haTorah, Begvulin. So we're taking it Begvulin called Shiva as a Zeichel Hamikdash, and yet, if the first day falls out on Shabbos, you make a Shechiyanu on the second day. If you forget the Shechiyanu the first day, you make a Shechiyanu on the second day. It's just a Zeichel Hamikdash. If you make a Shechiyanu the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, so why in the mitzvah of Svi Yosam suddenly Shechiyanu isn't recited even because it's a Zeichel HaMikdash? So what that it's a Zeichel HaMikdash? We make brachas on a Zeichel HaMikdash. What's the Balamor saying? The Rav wanted to suggest that maybe the Balamor is tapping into the Svar that we mentioned a couple of days ago. The Balamor assumes a Meimar is not just telling us that the mitzvah of Svi Yosam is a Zeichel HaMikdash, but it's just a Zeicher Ba'alma. Some mitzvahs that are Zeichel HaMikdash, Chazal are misakein because they want the Zeichel HaMikdash. But the Tam HaTakon is not the Gerah HaTakon. The Tam of Zeichel HaMikdash is just the reason for the Takonah, but it's really a full Takonah Rabbanan. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'en Daraisa Tikkun. The Halacha is really the same. It's a mitzvah Rabbanan, but it's like the mitzvah Daraisa. And it's in its form, and its Cheftza, it's really the same as the mitzvah Daraisa. But there are some Zeichel HaMikdashes, some takonas that are Zeichel HaMikdash, that really the whole takon is just a Zeichel Ba'alma. It's not a takon of Rabbanah Bechlal. It's just a Zeichel Ba'alma. So if it's just a Zeichel Ba'alma, so then perhaps there's no need to keep the same Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. If a Meimer is to be understood as saying that Svi Yosam is just a Zeichel Ba'alma, so then that could be why he says that you only have to count Yom HaMinat Shavuos. That's what Rashi there writes, that since a Meimer holds it just a Zeichel Ba'alma, lo tzorich lemimni Shavui. You don't have to count Shavuos. Counting Yom is enough, because the whole thing is only a Zeichel Ba'alma. The Balamar seems to be saying that that's what Shitas HaMeimer is all about. A Meimer assumes that Svi Yosam is only a Zeichel Ba'alma. That's why he claims that you only count days. We are machmer to count weeks. That's our minig, but that's not a Meimer. That's not the Ikar Adin. So Zok the Balamar, because Svi Yosam is only a Zeichel Ba'alma, it doesn't get Shechiyanu, because it's not a mitzvah chashuva. Shechiyanu is recited only on a mitzvah chashuva, mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah derabanan, but it has to be a mitzvah chashuva. This is just a Zeichel Ba'alma, so it's just a Zeichel Ba'alma. We don't recite Shechiyanu on this mitzvah. Okay, this could be the first answer of the Balamar. But the Balamar offers a second answer as well. Questions so far? Any questions? Okay. Comes the Balamar and adds another point. The Od, he says, why don't we say Shechiyanu on Svi Yosam? Shlo matzino berichas zman el bedava sheish bo shum hanoa kigo netilas lulav shubol lesimcha. Mitzvah netilas lulav is coming for simcha. Utki ashofa lezirchon ben Yisrael laavim sheva shamayim umeke megillah d'chas rachman alon HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from Gzei of Haman Pakinan. All of the mitzvahs that we say Shechiyanu on, they all have a simcha, says the Balamor. Svi Yosam is not a davar shel simcha. It's an agmas nefesh. It reminds us of the churban beis hamikdash. It's a zeichel hamikdash. So because it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, it reminds us of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, therefore it doesn't get Shechiyanu. The Baruch of Shechiyanu is only recited on a mitzvah shel simcha. Svi Yosam is not a mitzvah shel simcha. There's no Shechiyanu recited on the mitzvah. What's the Balamar saying in his second answer? Clearly in the second answer he's peddling back from what he said in the first answer. He's saying that Svi Yosam is not just a Zeicher Ba'alma. It's not a Zeicher Ba'alma. It's a Takana Derabanan, Zeichel HaMikdash. That's clearly what he's assuming, because if he's keeping with Zeichel Ba'alma, he doesn't need to add this idea that Svi Yosam is not a mitzvah shel simcha. So here the Balamor is peddling back, and he's saying that maybe Svi Yosam really is a takana derabanan. It is Zeichel HaMikdash, but that's the tam takana. The nature of the takana is that it's really a din derabanan. So if it's a din derabanan, so then why shouldn't it get Shechiyanu? Why is it different than the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav? That's also a takana derabanan zeichel hamikdash. So what's the chilik between the two? What's the Balamar focusing on it here in the second answer. So for this answer, the Baal HaMor, the Rav, suggested something else, another distinction within Zeichel HaMikdash. The Rav pointed to the fact that the Gemara seems to mention Zeichel HaMikdash in two different contexts. First, we have the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph in Sukkah talking about the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, the takana to take lulav kol shiva. Gemara says, how do we know that you do a Zeichel HaMikdash? She quotes a pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah. Sion hi doresh ein la. Doresh ein la mechlal de bayadrishit. Sion Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't have a doresh. People are not seeking it out. They're not thinking about Eretz Yisrael. They're not thinking about Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Mechlal de bayadrishit. So you have to be doresh. That's the mokah that Netilas Lulav Kol Shiva. You do a Zeichel HaMikdash. What does that mean? Said the Rav, this type of Zeichel HaMikdash is a Zeicher Lebinyan HaMikdash. We're trying to remember what it was like when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. The smachtam of Hashem Elokechem Shiva Asyamim Wolof Klal Yisrael came with the Dalad Minim to the Beis HaMikdash. Sion Hidoresh Ein LaMechlal Debay Adrisha. With Doresh Sion, with Doresh the Beis HaMikdash, by reminding ourselves of what it was like at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, a Zeicher to the Binyan HaMikdash. The Gemara in Bava Basra and the Samach HaMebeis, the Gemara adds another element of Zeichel HaMikdash. The Gemara quotes a Braisa that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, some wanted to say we shouldn't drink any wine. Because after all, wine was brought on the Mizbeach. How can we drink wine? We shouldn't eat any meat because meat was brought on the Mizbeach. So some said, maybe we shouldn't drink water either, because there's Nisach HaMayim on the Mizbeach. So the Chacham said, that you can't do. You can't be Gozer of Zeira Shein HaTzibur Yochol Lamodba. It's too difficult for the Tzibur. So said Chazal, but you're right, Taka, there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we have to remember the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So what do? So there are rules. Chazal give us different rules to remember the Beis HaMikdash. These are all enumerated in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Kuf Samach, after Hilchas Tisha B'Av. First of all, when a person builds his home, Sod Adam is based on Besid and Meshayar Bodov and Muad. He has to leave an area that's not finished. Amal al Amma, Keneged HaPesach. Leave an area. If you're repainting your home, building a new home, you have to leave an area. A foot and a half, 2 feet by 2 feet, a foot and a half by a foot and a half. To remind yourself of the Beis HaMikdash. Every time you come into the home, you have to think of Beis HaMikdash. Osa Adam Kol Tzorche Su'udu Meshayar Dov and Muad. You can have a good meal, but you can't have everything. You have to leave over something that you don't have as a zecher to the Beis HaMikdash, the zecher HaMikdash. Also, isha kol tachshiteh u'mishayeres dover mu'at. A woman can have tachshitim, but she can't do everything. You have to leave it over. Leave over a little bit. As the pasuk says, im eshkachei Yerushalayim tishkach yemini, tivak lashoni lechiki, Im lo ales Yerushalayim al rosh simchosi. What does that mean? Zok the Gemara, ze'efer makle shabarosh chasan. We put efer makle, we put ersh on the chosan by the chuppah in the makom tefillin as a zecher to the Beis HaMikdash. What kind of zecher HaMikdash is this? Said the Rav, this is not zecher to binyan Beis HaMikdash. This is zecher to the churban Beis HaMikdash. There are some things we do to remind ourselves of the Beis HaMikdash Bivinyonim, of the glory of the Beis HaMikdash, so that we should think of the Beis HaMikdash. But sometimes we do things to remind ourselves of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, not to remember the Beis HaMikdash Bivinyonim, but to remind ourselves of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Said the Rav, maybe the Baal HaMor, in this second approach, is invoking the second type of Zeichel HaMikdash. What he's saying is that Sfiras HaOmer is not for Simcha, it's not to remember the Beis HaMikdash Bivinyonim. It's to remind us that Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Hashoya Kayim, we had a Korban HaOmer, and now we don't. So we're thinking of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's like the second type of Zeichel HaMikdash. Zeichel LeChurban HaMikdash, not Zeichel LeBinyan HaMikdash. And that's why he felt that you should dafka count Yomim and not Shavuos. Not that you don't have to count Shavuos like Rashi. But maybe you should count dafka Yomim and not Shavuos to show a Shinui, to show that we're not with the Beis HaMikdash Bivinyana. We don't have everything that we once had. And therefore we can't fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer Bishleimusa either. If we don't have a Korban HaOmer, so then we can only count the Yomim, we can't count the Shavuos. Because it's just not the same. It's just not the same. This could explain why after Sfiras HaOmer we have a minig to say Harachamanu Yachzalon Avodas Beis Hamikdash L'mkoma B'mheirav Yameinu. But what kind of a strange notion is that? For other mitzvahs we don't say, for other Zechel HaMikdash we don't say that. So why dafka over here? The answer is Sfiras HaOmer is a Zechel L'churban Beis Hamikdash. It's appropriate to have that tefillah afterwards to daven for the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, because that's what this mitzvah is all about. It's a reminder that we had a churban. There's an Avelus throughout the Yom HaSfiras. Some have a minhag to observe Avelus, not just for 33 days between Pesach and Shavuos. They observe Avelus throughout Sfiras HaOmer. Why? Because the Avelus might be related to Sfiras HaOmer itself, to the fact that we don't have a Korban HaOmer, and our Sfira is incomplete because we have a Korban Beis HaMikdash, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Yes, the Baal HaMor holds that we do count Shavuos. Seems to contradict this approach. Amemar felt that you should count Yomim and not Shavuos, dafka to show the shinui. So it could be the Baal HaMor felt that the minig was to count Shavuos as well, because we're choshesh for the other shitas. We're choshesh maybe Sfiras HaOmer is deraisa, maybe it's not just a zeichel mikdash. So we're machmer for that shita. But really, meikar adin, you should only be counting Yomim because it's a zeichel to the churban beis hamikdash. So if it's a zeichel to the churban beis hamikdash, how can you say shechiyon? Shechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh, to this man that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, how can we say such a thing? So that's why the Baal HaMor says that there's no Shechiyanu on Sfiras HaOmer. Because Sfiras HaOmer is a zeichel l'churban Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't give us a sense of simcha, it gives us a feeling of tzad. And this could be the second approach that the Baal HaMor wants to suggest. Woody. The Gemara in Baba Basra is not mentioning mitzvahs. It's talking about hanhogas, different things that we have to do. Right? Different things that we do in our homes, and the way that we eat, and the makeup, and the jewelry that we have, and how we go to the chuppah. It's not talking about mitzvahs per se. But there's no other mitzvah that the Gemara mentions there. This is an extra concept, that there are mitzvahs that are zeichah to the churban beis hamikdash as well. It's a chiddush of the Baal HaMor. That's his chiddush. It's an extension of the Gemara in Baba Basra. These two approaches of the Baal HaMor could work if we assume that Sfiras HaOmer is tak a zecher l'mikdash. If it's a zecher l'mikdash, so then you could say that it's just a zecher ba'alma, or maybe it's a zecher l'churban beis hamikdash. What's the problem? How do we explain the Rambam sheet? The Rambam holds Sfiras HaOmer is not a zecher l'mikdash. It's not a mitzvah the rabbanan. It's a mitzvah the rice, even bizman hazeh. The Rambam links Sfiras HaOmer to the zman of Tezayin ben Issa. So why don't we say Shechiyanu on Sfiras HaOmer according to the Rambam? If it's not a Zeichel HaMikdash, so then the two reasons of the Baal HaMor don't apply? So we should say Shechiyanu on Sfiras HaOmer, just like we said Shechiyanu. Stama, we would have said Shechiyanu on Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim. There was a mitzvah there, right? So according to the Rambam, the same mitzvah applies Bizman HaZeh. We should say Shechiyanu on that mitzvah. So the truth is there are other answers that are given to the Baal HaMor's kasha. So we have to look at some of the other answers that are given and to plug them in, maybe they could work for the Rambam, maybe they can't work for the Rambam. Let's first examine some other answers that are given to the Baal HaMor's kasha, and then we'll try to figure out whether they can work for the Rambam as well. One other answer, one of the Rishonim mentions another answer to the Baal HaMor's kasha, and that is the Ran Himsof. The Ran Himsukkah. The Ran Himsukkah and Daf Chavezim and Bezim Daf Erif. Tosfos over there on Daf Memvav in Sukkah is trying to figure out when we say Shechiyanu on mitzvahs. The Rishonim are troubled. We find sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. They try to create Klolim over here. So the Ran also creates Klolim. He talks about different mitzvahs back and forth, trying to figure out what we say Shechiyanu on and what we don't. So at the end of that piece in the Ran, in Der Maskel Vekosu, he says, V'tzorachin lefizel lomayim mevarchim zman asfiras omer. V'isi mishakosav shimlo safar balayla lo yispar bayom, ki did not call a laila kosher l'sfiras ha'omer. Mashma da ha'bayom lo yotz. Mishim hachi lo amina beizman. Says the Ran, he saw someone who says that if you don't count sfiras ha'omer at night, you don't count by day. A raya from ktsiras ha'omer, ktsiras ha'omer is kosher ba'layla. Kol ha'layla is kosher. So some amedayek that bayom, you can't count sfiras ha'omer is linked to the ktsiras ha'omer. So says the Ran, you don't say Shechiyanu on Sfiras HaOmer, because if you don't count Sfiras HaOmer by night, you can't count by day. What does one have to do with the other? What is my inyan shmita itzel harsina? What's the connection? Because you can't count sphere by day, so therefore you don't make shachiyano on the mitzvah. What's the connection? So the Maharal Bach, one of the Gedolei Achronim, he wants to suggest the following idea. He says, if you assume that Sfiras HaOmer is one big mitzvah, so then it turns out that when you begin the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer on Tezayin B'Nisan, you're only starting the process. The mitzvah doesn't complete, it's not completed until the last day, until day 49. So the rule is, you say Shechiyonu only if you're saying it on the whole mitzvah. If you're saying it on the whole mitzvah, we Shechiyonu Kiyimanu V'Giyonu Lazman Hazeh of this mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought us to this mitzvah, but the whole mitzvah is before us. If there's going to be a hefsek in the mitzvah, so it turns out I'm saying Shechiyonu on only a chelik of the mitzvah, not on the whole mitzvah. Because there's a hefsek in the zman of the mitzvah. You can say Shechiyonu on the mitzvah of Sukkah, you make a bracha leshebasukkah, you can say Shechiyonu because the mitzvah of Sukkah now is for 7 days. There's no hefsek in the middle of that mitzvah. But if Sfiras HaOmer can only be fulfilled at night, so it turns out every daytime period is a hefsek in the mitzvah. It's one big mitzvah, but there are hefsekim in the mitzvah. What the Ran is saying is, since you can't count Sfira by day, so it turns out that your Shechiyonu at the beginning of the mitzvah will not be a Shechiyonu on the whole mitzvah. Because you're only making a bracha really on the first Kiyama mitzvah, on the Sfira Balayla. But by Yom there's a hefsek in the mitzvah, so if it's not a whole mitzvah, we can't recite Shechiyonu on such a mitzvah. That's what he wants to suggest within the Ran. It's a possibility. I mean, if you don't say something, the Ran is just a pella. We can't understand what the Ran is saying. But that's not going to help us for the Rambam. The Ran doesn't help us for the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam, Menuchas Tmidim and Musafim, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Gimel, if you look back at the Rambam, you'd see that the Rambam holds that if you didn't count Sfira at night, you can count by day. So if you can count by day, b'di'evet, maybe it's better, Mishum Tmimos, to count at night, but you can still count by day. So if you can count by day, according to the Rambam, there's no hefsek in the mitzvah. It's a hadra koshi l'duchta. Why don't we say Shechiyonu on mitzvah? There's no hefsek in the mitzvah. So there are other answers to the kasha. The Meiri in Sochim and Daf Zayin, the Meiri also has this kasha. This is in page 4 on packet 38. The Meiri asks the kasha, the Rishonim, why don't we say Shechiyonu on Bir Chametz? That's how he starts the Dibra Masra. But then at the end he says, Mikamokom Afhem Shalua Le'inyan Sfira Sa'omer. He says, "V'nirali shemitzvah she'ini kara la'atzma ela harchoka savera kigon bedika." Bedika is to get rid of the chametz, is to violate an iser chametz, it's to avoid violating an iser chametz. So you don't make a shechiyonu on avoiding an iser; you only make a shechiyonu on a mitzvah. But says the Meiri, you can't say that about Sfiras HaOmer. There's no iser that you're trying to avoid. The ein zemaspik, but elashani omer shesfiras HaOmer niftehu bezman shel yontiv. Zok the Meiri, you know why you don't say shechiyonu on Sfiras HaOmer? Because you pater it with the Shechiyonu of the Yom Tov. Which Yom Tov? Stam of the Yom Tov of Pesach. Yom Tov of Pesach. Shechiyonu of the Yom Tov of Pesach. That's why you don't say Shechiyonu on Sfira. What does that mean? You say Shechiyonu on the mitzvah of Sukkah. You say Shechiyonu on other mitzvahs. What? Because it's connected to the Yom Tov, so therefore it shouldn't get its own Shechiyonu? Shouldn't get its own Shechiyonu? Why not? We make a Shechiyonu on the mitzvah of Shofar. We made a Shechiyonu on the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. And then we make a Shechiyonu on the mitzvah of Shofar the next day. We made a Shechiyonu on the Yom Tov of Sukkah. And when we do the mitzvah of Netilas Ulah the next day, we make another Shechiyonu. So Sukkah, we don't make a special Shechiyonu because we're saying it together with Kiddush. It's all at one time. But you see other mitzvahs that we're not fulfilling at the time of Kiddush, we do say Shechiyonu on them independently. So what's the Meiri saying? That Sfiras HaOmer is linked to the Yom Tov? It's linked to the Shechiyonu. The Yom Tov, therefore, doesn't get its own Shechiyonu. So I saw Rav Sternberg in the Moedim Muzmanim. In Chelek Dalet, Zimir Eich Tari Aleph, he suggests that Sfiras HaOmer might be different because what did the Pasuk say? Usfartim Lachem Mimachras HaShabbos. Sfiras HaOmer is linked to the Yom Tov. The Pasuk connects it to the Yom Tov. You're counting Matzah Yom Tov. You're linking the sphere to the Yom Tov. And that makes sense because Sfiras HaOmer is really a bridge between Pesach and Shavuos. So it's a bridge between the first day of Yom Tov and Shavuos. But the Pasuk Beferish links Sfiras HaOmer to the Yom Tov. So because there is that linkage, we could suggest that the Shechiyanu of the Yom Tov counts for Sfiras HaOmer. It's not stam that every mitzvah you do on a Yom Tov, the Shechiyanu for the mitzvah, you can be yotz with the Shechiyanu for Yom Tov. Sfiras HaOmer is special because it's linked in the Pasuk to the Yom Tov. So the Shechiyanu for the Yom Tov can count for the Sfira as well. This answer could work for the Rambam. Right? There's nothing about the Rambam Shita that prevents you from giving this answer. Rambam holds Sfiras HaOmer Daraisa, but it is linked to the Yom Tov, right? In fact, the Rambam is one who would say that Sfiras HaOmer is linked to the Zman, linked to the calendar even more than to the Korban. So, according to the Rambam, Sfiras HaOmer certainly is linked to the day. But I'm saying more than that. Right? Meiri is saying more than that. Not just linked to the day of Tesayim Ben Nisan, but it's linked to Motzei Yom Tov, Mochas HaPesach, Mochas HaShabbos. So, according to the Rambam, Efshin, we can suggest that Shechiyanu is not recited on Sfiras HaOmer because it's linked to the Yom Tov, so the Shechiyanu of the Yom Tov can count for the Sfiras. And finally, the Sefer Levush Malchus, one of the Gedolei Achronim, he suggests a different reason why we don't say Shechiyanu on Sfiras HaOmer. He says, what's Sfiras HaOmer all about? We're anxiously awaiting Kabbalah Satorah. We're awaiting the Matana of Zman Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to count the days and the weeks to show a chavivus for the Torah. Laharos shei chaviva aleinu yosem yom ha-geula shel Mitzrayim. That more than Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalas HaTorah is even more chaviv on us, says the Levush. V'im kein eich nevorech zman al ha-sfira v'adayin lo higia hayom shekivinu. How can we make a shechiyonu on Sfiras HaOmer? We're anxiously awaiting Shavuos and we're not there yet. We're not there yet. So when we say Shechiyanu on Sfiras HaOmer, it's just the preparatory stage. We're not there yet. We can't get so excited. We're not so happy yet. We have to wait because we haven't gotten the Matana yet. We haven't reached the goal. Sh'arei ein mevarchen zman el al davar shesmeichen bo, says the Levush, echoing the comment of the Baal HaMor. We only make a zman, we only make Shechiyanu on something that we're sameach, but with Sfira, ein basimcha, there's no simcha in Sfira. The simcha is in zman matan Torah. We're not there yet. So we're not there yet. How can we make Shechiyanu in the midst of Sfiras HaOmer itself? This idea of the Levush is known as a comment that the Sefer HaChinuch makes. He's echoing the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Vav asks the age-old question, why do we count up in Sfiras HaOmer? Maybe we should have a countdown, right? 99, 98, 97, right? We always count down, right? So here we should count 49, 48, 47... Why do we count 1, 2, 3? We count up. So the Chinuch says a similar idea. He says it would be too difficult for us. It would be so painful. 49 days left is Zman Matan Torah Seinu. 49 days left is Shavuos. How can that be? It would be so depressing. I mean, can you imagine? 30 days left till June's Zman. Couldn't count like that. One day till June's Zman. 2 days till June's Zman. You got to count up because it would just be too depressing to think of how long we have to wait till we can get together to share Divrei Torah. Sfiras HaOmer has to be a count up. It can't be a countdown, says the Sefer HaChinuch, because we're anxiously awaiting. We want to show that we're anxiously awaiting Kabbalah Satorah, and it would just be too depressing to count down. That's the svara that the Levush suggests. That's why we can't say Shechiyanu at Sfiras HaOmer. Because we can't be happy with the beginning of the mitzvah. We can only be happy when we reach the goal. And this could be an answer for the Rambam as well. The Rambam, even though he holds Sfiras HaOmer as the Raisa, he could say that we don't say Shechiyanu on the mitzvah because it's not a zman of simcha at the beginning. It's only a zman of simcha at the end. When we reach the goal, when we reach zman matan Torah Seinu, so then we'll be happy. But before that, we don't really have a full sense of simcha because we're anxiously awaiting Kabbalah Satorah. We're awaiting the Matana Tova HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So therefore, we don't say Shechiyanu at the beginning of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Okay. Questions? This is the first half of the Baal HaMor. Now let's move to the second question of the Baal HaMor asked. Sveika D'Yom. At the Baal HaMor asked, why is there no Sveika D'Yom in Sfiras HaOmer? And there really were two prongs to his attack. Right? First of all, he says, why don't we count the second day of Sviya without a bracha. We should count the second day of Sviya without a bracha because there's a conflict between the Kedusha Sayom, the Kiddush Hayom, Kiddush that we're saying, and Sviya Sa'omer, just like on Shmini Atzeres. We sit in the Sukkah without a bracha because there's a conflict between the Kiddush of Shmini Atzeres and Yeshiva Sukkah. What's more, the Baal Amar asks, why don't we have a Sfeika Diyom in general in Sfiya Sa'omer? Every day we should count two. Shouldn't count one day, we should count two because we don't know which day it is. So Zok the Baal Amar in the second column there. Vim Omar B'Shmini Sofek Zayin Shal Sukkah Mesev Yasvinan Ruchi Lama Varchinan Shlotovo Baracha Shiba Nikoach Yom Tov Sheini Shal Sukkah Shudrabbanan V'takar Yom Tov Rishon Shal Shmini Chag Daraisa Shu'ome Kenegda, etc. Aval Onu Hechnakar Bircha Sfira Sama B'Yom Tov Sheini Shiba Mikach Yom Tov Rishon Shu'um Natorah V'Nilchel Sama B'Yom Tov Sheini Drabbanan Shu'ome Kenegda U'Drabbanan Lo Osi V'Dochi Darais Hilkach Maninan U'Mevachin. Zok the Baal Amar, think about the real contrast over here. Yeah, he asked the kash in a way that you think that there's a conflict between Shmini Atzeres and Sukkah. There's a conflict between Yom Tov Sheni of Pesach and Sfira Sa'omer. Yeah, but there's another conflict over here, and that is there's a conflict between Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach and Sfira Sa'omer. The reason we don't make a bracha on Yeshiva Sukkah by Shmini Atzeres is because it's taka conflict. Shmini Atzeres is a din d'oraisa, so if we're going to be knowing Shmini Atzeres, then making a bracha of Leil Shabbat Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, that's a clash. It doesn't make any sense. So, since the bracha of Leil Shabbat Sukkah is because of a holdover from Sukkot, a sveika diyoma derabbanan of Sukkot, so we're not going to say Leil Shabbat Sukkah if that is going to be a conflict to Shmini Atzeres, which is a daraisa. It's a daraisa. We're treating the first day of Shmini Atzeres as a daraisa. The second day of Shmini Atzeres, that's a minig derabban, minig atakana derabbanan, yom tov sheni. That's derabban, but the first day of Shmini Atzeres should be daraisa. So there, the Yom Tov Daraisa of Shmini Atzeres, the Kiddush Hayom of Shmini Atzeres, that's Doche Leil Shabbat Sukkah. That's why we don't make a bracha of Leil Shabbat Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. But what are you going to say over here? What, the Yom Tov Sheni of Pesach? You're making Kiddush on Yom Tov Sheni, so how can you count Sfira Sa'omer with a bracha? It's a clash to Yom Tov Sheni. Yeah, but you're only counting Sfira Sa'omer because of Yom Tov Rishon. Sfira Sa'omer is linked to Machras HaShabbos, to the day after Yom Tov Rishon. Yom Tov Rishon is Daraisa. So how can you say that because of the Kiddush Hayom of Yom Tov Sheni, somehow I'm going to be Doche Sfira Sa'omer that's linked to the Yom Tov Rishon Daraisa? Heichan Matzino that a Derabbanan is going to be Doche Daraisa. We have to care about the covet of Yom Tov Rishon more than Yom Tov Sheni, because Yom Tov Rishon is Daraisa, Yom Tov Sheni is only Derabbanan. So that's why we have to make a bracha the first day of Sfira Sa'omer. That's the first comment of the Baal Amar. But then the Baal Amar talks about Sveika de Yoma. Vimbonu lispar beis sviros misofe, nimtse svira shniya moshechas ad yom tev rishon shel atzeres, v'osi lizdol zule b'yom tev deres. And if we're going to count Sveika de Yoma, so what's going to come out? What, you'll count the first day, and then the second day you'll count, well, maybe it's day one or day two. And then the third day, maybe it's day two or day three. So it'll come out that when Shavuos arrives, you're still going to be counting day 49 Misafek on Shavuos. Day 49 Misafek, that'll be a zilzal to the Yom Tov Darais of Shavuos. Hilkach ein lanu elamashen noagu. Therefore, we shouldn't count Sveik of the Yomas up the Baal Amar. It'll be a zilzal to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So therefore, we can only count one day of Siyasa. That's ultimately the answer the Baal Amar gives, that we can't not make a bracha on Sfira Sa'omer the first day, because that'll be a zilzal to the Yom Tov Rishon Daraisa of Pesach. And we can't count Sveika de Yoma every other day, because that'll be a zilzal to the Yom Tov Daraisa of Shavuos. So we count only one day of Sfira, and the first day we're going to make a bracha on Sfira Sa'omer. This is the answer that the Baal Amar wants to suggest as to why we don't have a Sveika de Yoma. Comes the Sefer Devar Avram, the Kovner Rav, he gives a different answer. He was asked to Shiloh, what happens if a person is in a circumstance where he doesn't know what day of Sphere it is? Now, it used to be that that might happen. Let's say a person goes on a trip and he's away for a couple of days and so, I don't know, he forgets what day it is. I mean, nowadays, it's not that likely that that can happen. Just, you know, just pick up a phone and call someone. You call some, you can find out the day of Sfira pretty easily, even without calling someone on the phone. So we can't imagine how that would happen, but at the time of the Dvar Avraham, that certainly was a possibility. So he's trying to figure out the answer to that question. He's not really talking, the purpose of the tshuva is not to talk about Sfeika D'Yoma in general in Sfira Sa'amer, but Sfeika D'Yoma in a circumstance. If someone finds himself in a situation where he doesn't know which day of Sfira it is there any purpose to counting 2 days? Because he knows he'll hit the jackpot if he counts both. He knows it's either day 30 or day 31. He forgot. Well, what was last night? He doesn't remember. So he could count both. And then he knows he's hit the right one. Or should we say there's no sphere in his suffering? You can't have such a sphere. Just like by Sfeika D'Yoma, there's such a kash. That's the shaila that the Dvar Avraham is addressing. So he comes up with a fundamental yisod. He says, you know why there's no Sfeika D'Yoma sphere? It's not because of Zilzul of Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach or Zilzul of Yom Tov Rishon of Shavuos. You know why you can't have Sfeika D'Yoma? He says, because Sfira Misafek Lo Havisir. There's no such thing as a Sfira Misafek. You can't have an imprecise count. The Mehechel Taminyan Shu Sofer. Belav Hachi Lo Mikri Sfira Klal. Elakrias milos asfira hu, below sfira atzma. He says it's not called a sfira if you're counting 2 days. That's not a count. You can't say maybe it's one, maybe it's two. A count is something that's bor. It's something mavur. It has to be precise. Sfira misofik lo havi sfira. That's the Dvar Avraham's yisod. That you can't have a sfira misofik. You can't have an imprecise count. You can't have a questionable count. It has to be a sfira bevadai. So the whole question doesn't even begin. He says, you don't even need Zilzul of Yom Tov. He says, there's no such thing as a Sfira Misafek because a count has to be a count that's Mavur. Doesn't make any sense to be a count Misafek. And based on his Yesod, he wants to explain a few comments of the Achrona. He says, there's a Mogen Avram in Ilka Sfira Sa'omer that makes an eye-opening statement that seems to fly in the face of what we've mentioned earlier. The Magen Avraham is talking about what language can you count Sfira in. So we know in general, Lashon HaKodesh is viewed as a language mitzad ha'etzah. Lashon HaKodesh is viewed as a language in any place, but other Lashonos, whether English or French or whatever other Lashon, so we normally assume that in a place where they understand that Lashon, so in such a place, it has a status of a Lashon. You have to understand the language in order for it to be considered a Lashon. But Lashon HaKodesh, we normally assume, is a Lashon Mitzad Etzem, that intrinsically it has Kedushas HaLashon, it has the status of a Lashon, the Torah gave the status of a Lashon. So it's a language, so it's a respectable, it's an acceptable language to use for Mitzvah Shebedibah. To use other languages for Mitzvah Shebedibah, well, that's a function of whether it has a status of a Lashon. So maybe in a place where they understand that Lashon, then the other Lashonas, the other languages can have the status of a Lashon. But Lashon Kodesh? Why shouldn't that have a status of a Lashon everywhere? That's what we normally assume. Comes the Magen Avraham and says that by Sfira Sa'omer, that's not correct. This is on page 8 in the packet 38. Magen Avraham in Sifkotan Beis and Simon Tov Peites writes, there at the end of the Sifkotan, Uposhut the Mutter Lispa B'chol Lashon. It's Poshut that you can count Sfira in any language, he says. V'davka B'loshon Shemevin. But it has to be a language that you understand. Okay. Doesn't seem like an earth-shattering Magen Avraham. You can count in any Lashon, but you have to understand the Lashon for it to have the status of a Lashon, it would seem. Says the Magen Avraham, V'meino mevin Lashon HaKodesh, V'safak Lashon HaKodesh, lo yatsa. And for that reason, says the Magen Avraham, if you count in Lashon HaKodesh, you count in Hebrew, but you don't understand what you're saying, then you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah. You have to understand the Lashon, the Holoyodam HaKa'amar, because he doesn't know what he's saying. L'chor, the Magen Avraham is a Pele. Normally we assume that every Lashon besides Lashon HaKodesh, you have to understand for it to be considered a Lashon, because it's not a Lashon Mitzad HaEtzem, it's only a Lashon, what the poskim say, a Lashon Mitzad HaSkomas HaMedina. That the Medina agrees that it's a Lashon. The people of the area agree that it's a Lashon. So they have to understand the language in order for them to agree to use that language in public. They use it as an official language. But Lashon HaKodesh, what's the What's the shaila? Lashon HaKodesh is a Lashon Mitzar HaEtzem. So if it's Lashon Mitzar HaEtzem, what should be the shaila? Of course, it's always considered a Lashon. Al Pidin, objectively, it's a Lashon. It's not a subjective thing that's dependent on Kol Medina Medina. So what's the Magen Avraham saying? The answer is licked in the verita from Magen Avraham. I left out three words. The three most important words. The last three words. Actually, there are six words left. He says, the Haloyoda Maiko Amar Ve'ein Zeh Sfira Kach Nirali. Ve'ein Zeh Sfira. Zot the Magen Avraham, if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, that's not a Sfira at all. The Shailas Yaivitz argues with the Magen Avraham. Shari Tshuva here writes, I am B'Shailas Yaivitz Shecholek Olav. Shecholek Da'av Shenom Eben Lashon HaKodesh Yotzeh. The Shailas Yaivitz says, Maishna Sfira Sa'omer from Kol HaTorah Kula. Any other mitzvah Shebedibur, you say it in Lashon HaKodesh Yotzeh, because Lashon HaKodesh Mitzvah Etzem. Objectively, it's a Lashon. To why by Sfira Sa'omer does the Magen Avraham say differently? It's up to Dvar Avraham. The Magen Avraham holds that a Sfira, a count, has to be something that you understand. Just like you can't have a count misafe, if the sphere is not mevur, if it's not precise, if it's just a sphere misafe, hasnish sphere, that's not called a sphere. So too, if you don't understand what you're saying, so it's just pikuta milim ba'alma. You know, it's just talking a language, you don't understand what you're talking about, so that's not called a count, you're just saying words. So if the mitzvah is just to say words, if the mitzvah is a mitzvah shabedibur, or kriyas hala, let's say, right? You have to say the words. It would be wonderful if you understand what you're saying, but you just have to say the words. That's the mitzvah. So the whole mitzvah is the saying of the words. So if you say it in Lashon HaKodesh, then you've done what you have to do. You fulfilled your duty because you said the words. But Sfira Sa'omer is not about saying words. It's not just about pitkuta milim ba'alma. You've got to understand what you're doing. You have to count. If you don't understand what you're saying, Zok Magen Avraham, that's not a count. So it's not a count. And of course, you're not going to be able to. We find that there are other achronim. There's another achron that also seems to say something similar. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Pei Tes Siv Hei. We've touched on so much of the Shulchan Aruch. It's Kedai in Chazor. We go through the Shulchan Aruch. Go just read through it. We've touched on almost all the halachas here in some way or form. Just seeing the Rishonim at the end of Pesachim, the Ran and the Balamor and the Rosh. We've been able to touch on almost all of the Shulchan Aruch. It's a beautiful siman. We read through the siman, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurahs, it's gevaldik. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Tov Pei Tes Siv Hei, Im Eino Yodea HaCheshbin. Let's say a person doesn't know which day of Sfira it is. That can happen. You think that you remember the last night, but you're not sure. No, you're not really sure. U'pasach ha'dayta d'lesayin k'mo sh'yishma mechavera. So what do? You say the bracha. And everyone's saying the bracha. Let's assume we're in a place where the Shliach Tzibur is not saying it first. Maybe this is why the Shliach Tzibur says it first, so that everyone knows what they're making a bracha on. But let's say we're in a place that the Shliach Tzibur is not saying it first. Hey, let's talk to that why the Minhag developed. Shulchan Aruch, I guess, is not assuming like that, right? He was not in such a place. So everyone is saying Sfira together. So you make the bracha, everyone's making the bracha together. So you say to yourself, no problem. You know, I have it made because I'm going to hear my friend, the guy next to me. He likes to say things loud and clear. Maybe sometimes a little too loud, right? But I'll hear him clearly. So I'll hear what day he's counting. I'll say the bracha with him. I'm not going to make the bracha later. I'll make the bracha with everyone. No one should think, you know, chas v'sholom, I missed one of the days. And I'm not making the bracha. So I'll make the bracha with everyone else, and then I'll listen to what he's saying, and I'll say whatever he says. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that's fine, you can be Yotzi in such a way. He talks about in the next sif, let's say he has in mind the wrong day when he says the bracha, so that's a problem. But here he didn't have in mind the wrong day. He had stam kavana. He said, whatever my friend says for Sfira Sa'omer, that's what I'll say. I'll say exactly the same day as him. So the Shulchan Aruch, that's fine. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says that the Chaye Adam writes, L'chatchila, you shouldn't really do this. You really should wait until you know what the day is. K'makom l'chatchila, ein lo levarech elam ken yodea metchila, eze yom hayom. Why? Zok t'chai adam, da'osa l'hafsik, afilu b'shtika ben abrocha l'mitzvah yosem echadei dibur. You're not supposed to be mafsik more than k'dei dibur, even b'shtika. We think sometimes a hafsik is only if you speak when you're not supposed to speak. No, even a shahiyah, even waiting, Even just waiting when you're supposed to be speaking. That also is a hafsik. Shehi is also a hafsik. So Zob the Chayyad, you're really not supposed to wait more than a Kedei Dibra. You're not supposed to really wait even less than a Kedei Dibra. But okay, a Kedei Dibra would really be a hafsik. So the problem is, what's Kedei Dibra? Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Mori. Three words, four words. But you're going to have to wait. I mean, he has to say Hayom. It's going to be two or three words, right? So Tol Kedei Dibra might pass. So Zob the Chayyad, you really shouldn't do this because that's a Shehiyah. That's going to be a hafsik. It's not really the right thing to do. Best thing to do is to wait until you hear what day it is, and then you can count with everyone else. Comes the Sharatzion and says, but the Taz also agrees with the Chayyadim that l'chadchili, you shouldn't do this, but for a different reason, not because of hafsik. The Taz, the Sharatzion, and Tzivkotin Lamed Zayin, says, Chayyadim, l'chor l'fizem lo hafsik b'shtika klal, elo amar mila b'mila im chaver. Let's say you say every word a friend is saying slowly, like Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. He says the words of the bracha slowly, and he's going to say Hayoyim Shnayim Ushloshim. He's going to count every day. You're going to follow him word for word right after him. So says the Sharatzion. According to the Chayyadim, shouldn't be any problem. Shouldn't be any problem. Ulefizem lo hivzik v'shtika klal elo amemila v'milam chaveru shapidam. It says the Sharatzion, from the Taz you get the impression, not like that. The Taz you get the impression that you really should know up front when you make the bracha what day of spirit really is. What Taz? Who Taz? So the Taz in page 10, in Sefkot Ches, he says, "V'siim kamo yotza mashma b'di'evet." Aval lechatchila lo yivarech at sheyia lo birur b'shas abrocha kama tzorech lispar achakach kain nirali. Dr. Taz, but I think that you shouldn't count. You shouldn't make a brocha unless you know bevira what the sfira is b'shas abrocha. It's not a function of the hefsek between the brocha and the sfira. No, there's a din that you're supposed to know what sfira you're saying at the time of the brocha. So you could say, well, but what's the problem here? I'm not having in mind the wrong sphere. Zakatas, no, it's not a function of just having in mind the wrong sphere. You have to know what sphere you're counting. And if it's a suffix to you, if it's not borrowed to you what sphere it is, that's also a problem, says the Taz. This lechora is the same yisod, that sphere misofik is not a sphere. So if you don't know what sphere it is, then that's not called having in mind the right sphere at the time of the bracha. It's not enough just that you don't have in mind the wrong sphere. It's not just that you have to avoid a negative. You have to have a positive. You have to have in mind the right sphere. If it's not borrowed, says the Taz, that sheyilo biru b'shas avrocha kama tzorach lispar achar, you have to have it borrowed. If it's not borrowed, then that's not called having a sphere in mind, b'shas avrocha. So that lechatchil is the problem according to the Taz. Hey, all this is the svara that the Dvar Avraham wanted to suggest to answer the kasha of the Baal HaMor. That sphere misafik lo avi sphere, that's why we don't have a svek of the omen, sphere sa omer. That's perhaps why the Magen Avraham says that you need, that even if you count in Lashon HaKodesh, it's necessary to understand the Lashon in order to be yotzi against the Shelas Yavetz, and that could be the deeper meaning behind the Taz, that the Taz says that you really should have in mind lechatchila what sphere you're about to count when you make the brach. Comes the Dvar Avraham at the end of his tshuva, and he says, even though I have this svara, but the Baal HaMor doesn't give my answer. Because the Baal HaMor says we don't count Sveka de Yoma in Sfira Sa Omer because it'll be a zilzal for Shavuos. So Zok the Dvar Avraham, even though I think my svara is a good svara, but because the Baal HaMor doesn't give my answer, I'm mevatel daiti to him. He takes his whole simen, and he's willing to give it up. He's willing to give up the whole simen because he says it can't be emes. If the Baal HaMor argues with me, then he must be right. Even though he has, I mean, whoa, we didn't even look at the whole simen. I gave you parts of the simen to look at. Quite a lumdish, this is a famous piece. He invokes the Gemara in Bav Metzion, the Vav HaMebeis. We've done this in Shir also. We did that. Tosus Arash and Bav Metzia, Kofetz Echad and Amanuyim, Maiser Behema. He touches on a lot of things. But he's willing to throw the whole thing out because of Emes. Unbelievable. Such a Musa Haskin. The Baal HaMor argues with me, so he says, Lemaisa, he says it would seem as though you can count me Suffolk. He says that According to the Baal Amor, you can't count the stake of the Yoma because it'll be a Zilzul or Shavuos, but because I have to be Mevatel Daiti to the Das of the Baal Amor, it would seem as though if a person finds himself in such a situation where he doesn't know what spirit is and he can't find out. Again, the Maisa Bizman Azed, this probably is not going to happen because you probably could find out. But if you're in such a circumstance where you can't find out, he says, according to the Baal Amor, what should emerge is that you can count the Sphere Misafik. There's no problem that Sphere Misafik is not called a Sphere, but rather you're not counting the Sphere of the Yom because of the Zilzal of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So he says that in that Lamaisa, in such a case, if you don't know what day it is, you should be able to count two Spheres Misafik. Yes, question. He doesn't invoke the Sefer Dvar Avraham, but I'm saying...
According to the Sefer Dvar Avraham,
yes.
Before there was a gezeira about speaking to the Yom, to reveal the
jinn
and speaking to the Yom, was there no way to count Sefer?
So it's an excellent point, Aaron. The Rav was troubled with this whole svara. He says the Baal Amor must be right, because when they were Makadesh al-pi re'iyas Eidim, al-pi Eidus Eidim, so what are you saying? There really was a bona fide speaker of the Yom. Right, there really was a suffix for some people who didn't know what day the Kiddush HaChodesh was. So how can you say, according to the Dvar Avraham, what should come out is that during the time that there was a real speak of the Yom, whether Makadosh al Pira'iya, so then those who had a suffix didn't count Sphira. How can that be? Dr. Rav, Lechora, the Baal Amor really is right, because it's Mistaber that when they were Makadosh al Pira'iya, they did have a Sphira Sa'omer, and if you tell me that a Sphira Misafik is not called a Sphira, so then those individuals who really didn't know what day the Kiddush HaChodesh was, they won't be able to count Sphira, which is very difficult to assume. So he says that's just another Raya, that the Baal Amor must be correct, that a Sphira Misafik really is a Sphira, and the reason we don't have a Sphira of the Yoma in Sphira Sa'omer is just because of a Zilzal of Shuas. But at that time there wouldn't be a problem, because they'd find out before, you know, at least a few weeks before Shavuos. They'd find out before Iyar, right? They'd know what day the Kiddush HaChodesh of Nisan was, so the Zilzal of Shuas wouldn't apply. But apparently from that historical fact, the Rav says it's Mistabat to say like the Baal Amor, that really a Sphere Misafik is considered a Sphere. Okay, with this we'll conclude the Gemara Shir. I'd just like to add a brief thought at the conclusion of this Zman. The conclusion of this Zman.